Hello everyone, how are you holding up? I really hope that you liked the latest episode narrated by artificial intelligence. I can definitely say that in the near future we'll all be more and more influenced, but also aided by AI. It will probably be harder to spot the difference between us and AI, and even sooner than you might think. However, on that note, Sora, I created a short novel that I'd like to share as a response to someone. It's called Whispers of the Wind. In the town of Elmridge, where the rivers met and the path diverged under the watchful gaze of old oaks, Julian Edwards grappled with echoes of a life upended. Once a bustling canvas of daily commutes and lively gatherings, his world had shrunk to the confines of solitary walks. A recent accident had left him without his car, his leg wounded, and his spirit dulled by the monochrome of routine and rehabilitation. But as the seasons whispered of change, so too did the winds that coursed through energy's pathways, urging Julian to explore the lesser known trails that ribboned through the countryside. It was here, among the whispering reeds and the tranquil river bends, that Julian began to find a semblance of peace. The paths were lined with messages. If only one knew where to look. Julian, a history teacher by trade, had an eye for the stories etched in the landscape. The crumbling foundations of a mill, the ancient carvings on tree trunks, the abandoned nests that spoke of cycles of life and renewal. Each element a paragraph, each scene a chapter in the natural world's ongoing saga. As his physical strides grew stronger, so too did his mental explorations. Julian began to carry a small notebook with him, jotting down observations, sketches, and reflections. These notes became his dialogue with the world around him, filling the silence left by absent conversations. One crisp morning, as frost still clung to the grass, Julian stumbled upon a hidden grove. Nestled between the gnarled roots of an ancient oak was a small, weather-worn journal. Its pages, though tattered, were filled with thoughts and poems of a stranger from another century, a woman named Eliza, who had once walked these same paths. Julian read the words with reverent curiosity, finding in them a kindred spirit. Eliza had written of her own trials and tribulations, of the solace she found in the rustling leaves and the flowing river. Her voice, preserved across decades, resonated with Julian, a beacon from the past that illuminated his own dark thoughts. Emboldened by Lassa's historical presence, Julian walks, transformed into a ritual of connection. He responded to her entries, writing back in his notebook as if time were a mere illusion and they were merely distant correspondence. These written exchanges, a blend of his thoughts and hers, bridged the gap between eras, proving that while the world changes, human struggles and joys remain constant. Through this dialogue with history, Julian found not only distraction from his pain, but a profound sense of belonging. He was no longer a solitary figure on these paths, but a part of a continuum, sharing his steps with the ghosts of all who had wandered these ways. Seasons changed, and with them, Julian's heart lightened. The notebook swelled with entries, and his steps became surer. He decided to share the story of his recovery, his and Eliza's, through an exhibition at the local community center. Displaying excerpts from both journals, he invited others to read about their journey through despair and solace. The exhibition became a local sensation, a point of connection where the town residents could share their own stories of struggle and recovery. Julian found himself at the heart of a new community, bound together not by a shared pain, but by the collective embrace of healing and the understanding that no one walks alone. As Julian closed his latest entry in his now well-worn notebook, he reflected on the power of the past and the whispers of the wind. In the echoes of the past, he had now found a map for the future, and in the solitude of nature, a crowd of silent supporters cheering him on. In this tale, Julian's journey from isolation to integration, aided by the timeless whispers of nature and history, becomes a testament to the healing power of connection, even when that connection spans centuries. His story is not just his own, but a call to all who feel lost, to listen to the whispers of the world and find in them the voices of companionship and comfort.